Mad Marv's Notebook for August 1st, Dog Days of Podcasting 2025. Another year of Dog Days, and once again, it has snuck up on me. Luckily, I remember signing up for this like a month ago when Craig opened up the feed, I guess, the signups. But I only remembered when I started seeing episodes start to drop this morning in my Pocket Cast. And once again, we're just going to wing it every day and hopefully find something to talk about. So today is going to be about that tsunami. What day was it? Was it Wednesday? Tuesday? Wednesday? Yeah, I am kind of forgetting what day it was already. It's only been a few days. But yeah, in the end, it didn't amount to much. Maybe a 1 foot or maybe 2 foot tsunami. So nothing really threatening, but the traffic it caused this year, or this time around in particular, it was really bad on traffic. It happened in the middle of the work week. Luckily, it was summer. I could imagine this would have been a lot worse if it was during the school year, but even that 2.5 hours of traffic on the freeway during, even before rush hour, remember the first notification came in after lunch, was it 1 o'clock, something like that. Within half an hour, people were already talking around the office saying that the freeway was packed, trying to get out of the office was not hopeless, but going to be very challenging. I do work within half a mile of the ocean. Technically, we are not in the evacuation zone. But even still, people, well, I don't want to say that, they are panicking, but I don't want to say that they're panicking. It's just that Hawaii doesn't have much of a practice. Let's just say we don't practice at evacuating anywhere because typically there's nowhere to evacuate to. except this time, I remember when was the last really big tsunami scare? I remember 2009. Anyway, that one happened on a Saturday. And the warning came in fairly early in the morning. The news at the time was that it was going to strike, I want to say around lunchtime, plus or minus an hour. And I remember I was really getting into photography at the time, and I went out to the beach to get a picture of it. And I wasn't going to stick around for the whole thing. I'm not crazy, but I did make my exit about a half an hour before the scheduled arrival. But the good part was that I got a panoramic picture of Ala Moana Beach, completely empty in the middle of the day. Totally atypical. There's no way that this kind of a scene would ever happen in real life, and yet I got a good picture of a very pretty beach and it was absolutely empty. And along the way, as I was walking to the beach, I passed a couple of harbors, and there was a train of boats leaving the harbor to get out into the deep water before any of the wave action would hit. I imagine it was going to be like that again. Although the timing of this one, this year's one, the one that just passed, would have made a really nice picture. Scheduled to arrive 7:17 p.m. just a little bit after sunset. It still have a nice glow in the sky. But I was walking around town. I only had my phone. Didn't have my nice camera, so I wasn't really interested. But I thought about it, and then it started to rain. So that changed my plans. And I just decided to wait out at the office and left for home around 8 o'clock, maybe 9, between 8 and 9. By then, it was clear that nothing was going to happen. So, not much of a story to it, but could have been interesting. Okay, but that's enough for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.